Vayitirin Shas from Bava Metzia Ayin Ches, picking up on Ayin Zayim Abayz but Abayim but Abayz. Fire flips up from the bottom. Story time. Ahu Gavra. Remember we were talking about the idea that if somebody doesn't pay all of it, now whether it's considered a sale or not. So it depends. Is the guy going vociferously trying to get the money back? I'm not sure if that's the right word, but it sounds good to me. Is he going back and forth and tenaciously trying to get it, or is it that he's no, he's okay. You know, he's waiting for it. If he's waiting for it, then okay, it's a good sale. But if he's going back and forth, that means he's makbid on that, and therefore the sale is no good. Another guy wants to know, is that in all cases, ho gavra, the zaben lechamra lechavra, there was a guy who sold his donkey to his friend. Upashle chad zuza. He left over from the sale one zuz. He picked up everything but one zuz. Because this guy's coming in after trying to get the zuz. He was ayin to the sugya. Ki I gav the maya. What's the din? Kone or lo kone? Was he kone or was he not kone? And for the gemara, amalei rav mordechai le ravashi. Hacham ravini meagronia mishmei derava. Zuza kezuze dami velokani. One zuz like many. And if he's not kona, I don't care how much he left over. The bottom line is he left over. Why don't he be left over like 20, 50, 1,000? We say the name of Rava that he is kona in such a case, right? That there is a case where this would actually work. Isn't this the type of case we're talking about? Where he's only leaving over a drop? Amalei, he says back to him, to targem shmaitich b'mocher sadeo. You could put that shtickle of Rava on the case of somebody selling a field. Beep, turn the page. Ayin ches. Mipnei also, because of the fact that it's low quality. Rashi explains, danan sahadi, the balava unsa de zuze, if this guy wasn't really nest strapped for cash, nami have a mizabin la, he still would have sold it. V'hai dial v'nafik, the fact that he's going in and out and trying to get it, azuza memayer hu ligvos, shalo yachter lokech, he's just trying to, you know, hasten the process, the guy's not going to back out of it. But this is a case when, yes, you're right, with this one zuz that's left over, that the guy actually does want to do the sale, even if he's coming in and out, because of the fact that he's not really, it's a bad feel, he doesn't really have to be selling it over here. Pshita, says Gemara, it's Pshita, if a guy wants to go and sell a property that's worth 100 zuz, but he's not able to find someone to go and buy it, he has no buyers, right? He needs it. He wants to sell a small field for 100 zuz, he's not finding buyers. He ends up selling the bigger field next in the Gemara. He ends up selling another field, which is worth 200 zuz, and then that guy doesn't actually pay right away. Because he's coming in out, so he's going to get the money. Lokani, it doesn't work. It's not a good sale. I says, Danan Sadi, Dal Karcho Machar, Ha Mocher, says I switch the gears to there. We know that his guy says, well, he's selling it. V'yachal lomer l'kacha yisi machser achar mos likno sada ketana tachta. Someone's going to field underneath it, right? So that, right, it's clear that he doesn't want to do it, and he's doing it because he's strapped for the castle here, and really would have sold a smaller field if he would have found someone to buy it. For. So therefore, if he's not paid in full and he's going after the guy, then it's not a good sale. It's not a good sale. Ella, but e boilers wouldn't be made of the loskach if he wanted to sell the property for 100 zuz. He's able to find someone v'itarach havamashkach. But if he would have really pushed himself, he would have found someone. Right? Rashi says tuva lachzach lochin haymishkach loche sada ketane. He would have found someone to buy it. The lotarach, he wasn't tarach to do that. Rashi says lotarach hukshalo hatarach umachar gedol b'masayim. He said the big one for 200 v'zab b'masayim. So he sold the other 200 field v'kayel v'nafik azuze, and he went in and out going to try to get the money. My, what's going to be doing over there? Kemucha sadeu mipnei reasa reasa dami. Is this considered like one selling the field because it's a low level field? Therefore, in which case, he gets the field, didn't even get the money yet. Although, or maybe it's not considered like that. You can't compare it to that. And the buyer doesn't really get the field. And so the Gemara, Teku, good question. Sachar esachamar v'sakador. Now, the last part of the Mishnah said, if somebody hires a donkey driver, a wagon driver, and that's the Lashon Rekador, as she's never as a wagon driver, and the guy backed out on the deal, Socher aleim. Oh, matan, he can hire someone else to take him over, or he can go and trick them. Ad kamasuchar lehem, how much can he go ahead and get someone else to go replace these guys? How much can he pay? And the guy is going to have to deal with it. Amar Rav Nachman, ad kedei scharin, up to the amount that he was going to pay them. Says Rashi, ad Kedei schar and im asu etzlo k'tzas melacha melacha v'lo kiblu klu. He didn't get anything yet. Socher aleim al kol mashu chayev lahem Yosef lachem b'yikmer. Give it to everyone else. Look for someone else. They finish it off. Eis v'yorav of Nachman adar b'yim v'chamishim zuz. What do you mean? But we said the price says that do 40 or 50 zuz you can go and you pay. Amar lei says no. Kitanya he shabasa chavila liado. That case is talking about when his chavila, his work bag, came to his hand. Rashi says im yesh b'yado mishalehen harbe. They bring their work tools there, and therefore the boss over there is able to go and take it and hire other people with the money that comes from selling the stuff over there. So, in such a case, and the Rishonim explained that because in that case he seems to be saying, like, oh, and if I don't do the job, then you can go and you could take this. So, therefore, he goes to sell, and in that case, you get it. But if he didn't do that, then no, only the amount of money that he would have paid him. Let's talk the next Mishnah. Hasocher sachamor laholicha bahar. If someone rented a donkey and the goal he really is only to bring it on the mountain. In other words, I go and I rent a donkey from you, and the whole deal is that I'm going to use it in order to go ahead to bring goods only on the mountain. Vaholicha babika, but I bring it in a bika. That wasn't the deal. Babika, or let's say the deal was to do it in a valley. Vaholicha bahar, but he did it in a mountain instead. Rashi says that even if on the top of the mountain, even though it's very smooth and straight, still you're going to be chayev in such a case. So now, afilu zu esemilin, even if on the mountain it's 10 mil, vizu esemilin, on the other place is also 10 mil, v'meisa chayev, and the animal ends up dying, person is going to be chayev. That wasn't the deal, man. Okay, 10 mil, even on a flat and straight, whatever it is, the bottom line is you set a bika, you did it on the mountain, set a mountain, did it on the bika, what's going on? Ha-sochez chamer licha bahar, let's say someone wanted to go to the mountain, v'licha babika, and he does it in a valley, im hechlika, the animal slipped, and because it slipped, it says, v'mechlika, then what's going to be the din? Potter is going to be off the hook, right? So then it slipped, it got hurt, it died, it's going to be potter. Rashi shabahar he ruyal achlik yosef rosh shahar chad meshupa litzadim. It makes more sense to slip on a mountain and a valley if you slip. So then on a mountain for sure would have slipped here. It's okay, you're going to be potter. V'im huchma, but the animal died because it was so hot over there. Rashi shabika meila hevel. It makes a heat hotter there. Lefisha harim sviva ve'in avir sholipa. There's mountains around it, and there's air. There's no airflow. Chayev. Then the person's going to be chayev. Rashi says exactly what I just said. I was reading Rashi, so it makes sense what he said. Lo licha b'bika. Let's say I rented it to go in the valley. Lo licha b'ayin, brought it in the mountain. Emechlik, if it goes in, it slips and chayev. But im huchma, then potter can be off the hook because it makes more sense at the bika than in the mountain. V'imach masamayla. The donkey became too hot because on its way up, but it's climbing up the mountain, it gets hot because of that. Rashi says ba'alosa miragel ahar the rosha, going from the bottom to the top, then chayev, they're going to be chayev because it wouldn't do that. Rashi says that's what caused it to it. Vehu shina lalicha bahar. So you're going to be chayev. Hasoch is chamer vivrika. If you rent a donkey and the donkey, Gemara Rashi says vivrika b'kamar mefarish. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly this idea here vivrika actually means. Oh, shenasis angaria, or Rashi says it means shenatlu levod samelch. He came and he took it. It was taken by the king as to go into the king's army. And now it gets messed up because of that. Omer lo, the owner can say, what's yours is here, is in front of you. So Rashi already tells us now that this lashon of Hivrika means, at least one pshat means that it's blind. Rashi says, Harishah Chalafanecha, Telena Kemoshihi Smuya, take it like now, Vatelech, Shaf Mazel Chagarim Kemo Mazli. You know, your mazel causes as well as my mazel, Vitarach Vasheros Abedrachim, Vagabe Anagria, Nami Hamtein Ad Shetoshuv, Shaf Mazel Chagarim, Vinafsid Shaninu. That there's a loss that's going on. Meso Nishpra that ends up dying, or Nishpra, it breaks a leg, and they say, go break a leg. Rashi says, Samafshid Kosharo. So now the renter is a total loss. Chayev Lamed Lochambor, the owner has to go and give him another donkey. Rashi says, Chayev Amaskir Limkor Haor Vanavela Leklavim. The owner now, he has to go and sell the ore, sell the hide, and the body, you know, for food for the doggies, and add from his own money or to buy or rent another one for the renter. If he doesn't want to, then he has to go and return the money that the renter gave it. So it's like you rent the car, break thing, give him another one or give him the money back. Maishna reisha delo kapa maflig maishna seifa deka maflig. In the second teaching, he went to the concept of all the stories, like if it slips, it gets overheated, but it doesn't do that in the first one. What's pshat? Says the Gemara, Amri Devei Rabbi Yane, Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah is saying that even when it's known that the animal died, and it didn't die from slipping or forgetting or eating, Shemesa Machmas Avir, the owner can still say that it died because of the air. In other words, it's not a normal air that it's used to. Or it says, Lohuch Levelochmu, Umesa Me'atzma Oil, Vishina ba, you switched what it's used to. Yachal lo merlo, lo mesa zu, elevachas avir. Lo haisa limuda ligadil ba avir har vikashala. It's not normal, the air of the mountains. And by the way, you get up in the mountains, the air gets thinner. It is a lot harder to breathe. Lo haisa limuda ba avir bika vikashala, or it's heavier and they're not used to doing it. Damina avir dar katla, you could say that it was the air that killed it. Vermina avir de bika, katla was the air of the mountain, of the bika, of the valley that killed it. Rav Yosef Rechani Amar, another answer is Gigon Shemesa Machmas, uftsina. It died because it was Rashi's ayufut viyagia mimasa. It was just overly exhausted and it just died. Therefore, in such a case, this person is going to be Wahanepi Chayev. Rabbi Omer, another answer, Kigon Shikisha Nachash. Okay, the Mishnah, the first case, the Mishnah is a case where the snake gave it a bite. And then what happened? It died because of getting bitten. That is, even though it didn't slip, didn't overheat, the bottom line is you switched up what we're supposed to do over there, and now you're going to be chayev, because even though it's something which is considered onus. Rabbi Chia bar Abba Omer, let's try it again. Rabbi Chia bar Abba Omer, Rabbi Yochanan. Ha mani, who is this? Whose opinion is this? Rabbi Meirhi, the Amar Kola Mavir al Das Shel Baal HaBayis. Anyone who goes against that which was what the Baal HaBayis, what you guys set up, beep, turn the page. Ayin the Chesam Beis, Nikar Gazlin, this person is called a thief. Rashi says, Vikama Labor Shusei. Now it's in his Rosh Hashanah, Chai B'chol Unsei, V'Seifa Rabbanan. He's Chai for all the Unsen, and the Seifa is the Rabbanan. So here he's going to be Chai in such a case. Now, says the Gemara, hey Rabbi Meir, which Rabbi Meir is it going with over here? Elim Rabbi Meir, the Tzava, if you want to say it's the Rabbi Meir of the dyer, the case that we've seen quite a few times already, actually. This is Gemara Bava Kama, okay, in a few places. And that is the time we learned in the Mishnah on Kufa Babes Bava Kama, that, you gave your wool to the dyer to dye it red. I want you to dye this wool off the sheep, red. But Tzava Shachar, he does it black or Shachar. But Tzava Edom, you give it to say, I want it black, and he makes it red. The dyer has to pay the owner the value of the tzemer, of the wool. I mean, what you do over here? I says, Bedamim, Shetzemer, Lava, Nimkar, Beshuk, Rabbi said, he sold the shuk if it was white. The Kanya Begazel, Shalim, Shasak Zela, because he's coned it when he stole it by that time. Rabbi Huda Omer, Im, Ashavak Yasar, if the improvement of this tzemer is more than the actual dyeing itself. I says, Debe, Eitzim, Estavamanim, Veloskar Shalim, Nosilo, Esiyatia, the owner pays the dyer for the expense, but he doesn't pay him the full amount, right? If it went up more than that itself, then he pays like the difference between the two. But if the expense of going and paying for, you know, making the diet is more than actually goes up in value, no son loss a shevach. The owner gives the dyer only the improvement that it went up. So if you do this in this case is like basically, it's like a kenas or what's going on. But not because it's considered like a thief, like Rav Meir says. Mimai, from where do you find this proof that Rav Meir, can you apply it to our case by over the renter? Maybe that case with the dyer is different. The kanya b'shinu maisa. There's a shinu maisa. You did something, you changed the essence of the thing itself. That's just a shinu, shineu mikamos, mikamut shahoya, what it was. V'ika l'man da'amer, shinu ikona, about goes the kama, with the kama, signing over base. V'gabe hamor, lo nishtana hamor, hamor, it's never changed. Which case you can't bring a riot from it. Says the Gemara, okay, let's try again. Elohim Rabbi Meir, the Migbas Purim. It must be talking about the Rabbi Meir from Migbas Purim. We learned in a braisa. What's the Migbas Purim? This is Purim collection, right? This is when you go collect it for the poor people. Rashi says that Moshe Govin Agaboy Mibnei Ha'ir Lechalek La'aniyam L'Sidus Perim. You know, it's like Mos Matros Avionim. Migbas Ha'ir Lo Sa'ir. And the Ve'ein Midaktakin Badavar. The Purim collection of each city should be given to the poor people of that particular city. But we're not really very medactic in that. Rashi says, Lomer Dayam Bepachos V'Amosa Yipol Lekis Shel Staka. In other words, you don't figure out exactly what it is that they need, and the rest of the money goes into the pot, you know, the charity pot. Aval Lokhenes HaGolim, what do? We buy calves with all this stuff. V'Shochtem Lokhenem Son. So, pardon, I went off there incorrectly. Ve'ein medakten, Rashi says, ve'ein medakten lomer dayim bepachas v'mosi yipoli kishot staka. We give it to like the pot of the staka. Avalochem esad galim. We go, let's get some fat cows, baby. Right, let's go get the goods. V'shochen v'olchem esad and eat them. V'mosi yipoli kishot staka. And the leftover, the meat that they're not able to pound on Purim, that's going to be sold, and that stuff goes to the staka. Rashi says, "Vamosa shalei aspiku lechol b'purim yimkor v'yipolikas shot tzedaka." Rabbi Eliezer Omer migbas purim lepurim. He says, "No, listen up. The gabay tzedaka, give over all the money to the people on Purim. Ve'esa ani rashai likach me'em ritzul esandlo, and the poor person." Ve'ena ani rashai likach me'em ritzul esandlo. A poor person is not allowed to go and buy with this stuff. Straps for his shoes, Ela im kein histam b'mayimid anshia ir, unless there was already a tanai that was set up that he could do that in the presence of the people of the town, and they gave him rishus to do that. Div Rabbi Yaakov she'amar mishum Rabbi Meir. These are Rabbi Yaakov was sending him Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Meiko. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he is Meiko in all these situations. And he says, no, the Gabbai Tzedakah, they can give the extra stuff. You know, it's whatever is necessary for them to take care of. So, Kum Techois, what's come over here that comes out? That Rabbi Meir, he says it depends on the mind, on the intent of the one who owns it over here. So therefore, he's going to say also the same idea is that you going against something against the agreement that you made, no good. Says Gemara, maybe not. Dilma Hasam Nami, maybe over there also. Even in that price over there, the one who didn't do the right thing, maybe that Ani uses the money that he's not in a way that he wasn't supposed to. He himself is actually called a gazlan or a ganav. He's a thief, and he's not just someone who's going against what the person said to do. That daiti the perim would yavle because it was given to him a das v'term. I daiti to be the achrin loyavle. It wasn't given him for something else. Rashi says v'kevin the lav a daiti the hachi yav. Them say most becheskas bialim chutz min ayotzim esud the perim. The money still retained in the cheskas bialim except for the one that's given over for perim. So Rav Yochanan wouldn't necessarily have had this din of Rabbi Meir at all. Maybe it's no shaykhis. Ella Rabbi Meir. Maybe it's coming from the following Rabbi Meir. The time was in a brisa. Let's say someone gives a dinar to a poor person to buy himself, you know, a chalak. He's going to buy himself a cloak. He's going to get himself a new shirt. Lo yikach bo talis. He shouldn't go buy a talis. Oh, sorry, that's like the bigger thing. He gives him a chalak, which is the smaller garment. The don't go buy a talis. Talis, if you get money for a talis, so you can buy a chalak, shouldn't buy a chalak. But he's a mayrel daito shal balabayas, because now he's over on the das of the balabayas. And from that is where Rabbi Yochanan is learning out Rabbi Meir's din of the intent of the one who owns it that actually does have significance. And therefore, he's saying that Rabbi Meir would also say to President Michaev, someone who's going against what the din was, what the original contract that they made was. Vidil Mashani Awesome Source says, no, maybe not. Maybe that's different. The also Lumichshadeh, because people are going to come suspecting this wealthy guy that he didn't actually come through with what he said he's going to do because there were people around there. Rashi says, "Dalsu b'chshel lebalabai is b'no der ve'inu makayim." Sheshamu alav shamer likich talis leploni ani v'lo kanilo. He said, "Look, I said buy a talis to this guy. He didn't buy a talis. But a cholik, people are going to be choshed him." Darmein she back to the gemara. Amar plani is v'ina le levushel leploni anya. The rich guy said, you know, the one giving the money said, I'm going to buy this garment for this person. V'lo zavin lein and buy it from him. Inami, or they're going to say zavin. Zavnina le glima, you know, buy him a glima, velo zavn le, and he didn't end up buying him. So in order to make sure that people aren't going to look bad over there and people aren't going to be choshed them, Reb Meir said that they don't switch from what he said. But there's no raya from this price that Reb Meir would say that he's going to be chayiv for going against, you know, the deal that they made. Says Gemara, im kain, if that's really true, if it's true that Reb Meir is being machmir in order to protect this guy, that people aren't going to be choshed him, listening mipnei chashad. So the price is to say straight up, you have to do it because of chashad. What does it mean when it says because you're going against the das of balabais? Therefore, it must be that this actually is a good answer. Shema, I mean, the fact that it says like that says taka good. Mishum deshani hu, because he's doing different than that which was made up. Chalmav das balabais nirka gazlan goes against it. It's called a gazlan. So Rabbi Yochanan therefore is saying this is the din of Rabbi Meir that he's putting on our Mishnah. Sorry. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, Hasocher is a chamor v'arivka, someone who goes v'ivrika. Sorry, Rivka. Somebody goes out and he rents a donkey v'ivrika, which Rashi brought down the concept of becoming blind. So you can say here, Shini shachol fanecha. So now, what is this v'ivrika? My v'ivrika, what does this mean over here? Hacha targima nehorisa. In Bavel, they would say it means that they became blind, says Rashi. Mulia belaz, ayotzis b'shachar ayin. Something happens with the eye, the black of the eye, it becomes blind. Rav Amar avzekes. He says it means, Rashi says, atoloyim hitliya regla. That what it means is, avzekes, that it starts to get messed up. It was like disintegrated. When the leg, there was worms in the leg, and it got all messed up. Ahudi Amar lo. There was a person who said, we'll see that he's talking to the officers of the king. Avzekis b'milsa d'malka. I saw that there was Rashi's ush she'ochel shirayim shel otzer melech. He's eating the silk of the king. There was a moth that was in the clothing's in his closet, and it's eating his clothing over there. Amrulei, so they said to him, b'may bitle kesef o bitle dahav. Which ones? Bitle kesef, klei pishtan, or bitle dahav, klei tzemer, tzvun edom. Was it the ones that are flax or the ones that are wool that are dyed red? So ika da'ami bitle kesef amar v'katua. Some say they said, oh yeah, on the klei kesef, bitle kesef, which is really silver, right? Or is it? I'll try again. But my bitle kesef or bitle dahav. Like the silver one or the gold one, but really it's not silver and gold, right? So it says, some say, he says, oh yeah, it was on the silver one, on the flax one. And what do they do? They killed him. Moths don't eat that thing, don't eat flax. Some say he did a wool and they let him go. Let's say the donkey that was rented, it got taken by the king. What do you want from me? Sorry, you lost out. This is only taught in the case of the animal that was taken into service and it's going to be given back. It's going to be given back eventually. But let's say it's taken for the service of the king. It's not taken, not given back. Rashi says, and this part, it's like it died or broke its leg. The owner has to go and give him another donkey in his place. Whether it comes back or it's going to be returned or not. In both cases, the owner is not chayav to give him another one. If the animal was taken on the way of its walking, then he could say, okay, this is yours. But if it was not taken in the way of its that was going, he has to give him another chamor. So what does that mean? That if it's going in the way that they're going, Rashi says, he's going in the way that this guy wanted to go. I rent the donkey for you, and now I'm going north, and they're going north also. So then, you could say, Rashi, shekin derech and garya. What would they do? Notel chamor shel zeh. They would take this guy's donkey. Malach be'aleh achra. The owner would walk along with it. And he found another donkey along the way, they would flip and put the stuff on that, use it, and give back to the first one at Shalov. He goes at Shapogeba Acher until he gets to the third one, and so on and so forth. He could say to him, Acher, go rent another donkey. Velecha acharav. Achiv kol b'chamer acher. Then go ahead until he switches up, and you're going to get it. V'im la b'derech lichas, and a little bit of it's on the way, then chayv lamid lo chamor, then he has to go and give him another chamor. Meisvei frek de gemara kasha. Asochas chamor v'evrika o shenishtatasa. If somebody rents a donkey and it becomes blind or it loses its mind, Rashi says, adayin hiru'uya lamaso. So it's still able to go ahead and carry, you know, and carry a burden over here. Omer lo, the owner can say to the renter, "Rishachol v'necha, it's in front of you." But if it died, it got, you know, taken by the king, chayv lamid l'chamor. He has to give him another chamor. So what do we say right now? That last part, you have to give him a chamor, goes against the thing. Says you don't have to give him one. Bishlam l'Rav l'kasha. According to Rav, it's not a kasha. He says that. Why? Because there's no kasha, because the Mishnah, because Kanban Gari Choseres. Here the Mishnah is speaking about an animal that was taken and was going to be returned, and therefore the owner doesn't have to give it. And Kanban Gari Shedu Choseres. Maybe the Bryce is talking about this was not going to be returned, and therefore it makes sense why the owner has to give him a replacement. So it makes sense. So Shmuel kasha, but according to Shmuel, it doesn't make a difference between whether it's going to be returned or not returned, then we have a kasha. V'chitim l'shmol nami l'kasha, if you want to say Shmuel, no, it's not a kasha either, because kasha b'derech l'chasen eto, the Mishnah is going to be meikel because talking about kasha was going derech l'chasen, kasha l'b'derech l'chasen eto, he's going north and they're going south, then if you have to return it, hamid katani seifa, but then hold on one second, that can't be, because later in the Brayse it says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, im b'derech l'chasen eto, it's going in the b'derech l'chasen, they're going north and you're going north, Omer lo arishach l'fanach, you could just say, if him lav, and if not, then chayv lamid lo chamor, to give him another one. Mechal de l'tana kama lo shanile. That implies that the Tana kama doesn't make a distinction between the two ways, and rather it's going to be chayv in both cases. What's going on? Amelcha Shmuel lav mi iker b'shimon ben Elazar dekoy kavasi. Says I don't understand. Don't we ever have Shimon Elazar who says what I say? I know that Rabbi Shimon Elazar. I hold like Shimon Elazar. An owner doesn't have to give another animal, and the animal is going in the kivun in the direction that it's going, even if it's for a long time. And that's what the Mishnah is saying here. So Shmuel is alive and well. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. And I want to show you all a great, great day. We'll pick it up tomorrow, Bezos, with another answer for Shmuel.